You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air. President Biden's major announcement just a short time ago. The new timeline for vaccinations for every adult here in the U.S. Now 2 months earlier than first promised. President Biden now saying enough vaccine for every adult by the end of May. The president invoking the Defense Production Act. Drug maker Merck now working with rival Johnson & Johnson to mass produce that one-shot vaccine. Some of J&J's first shots going into arms already today. Also, what the president just revealed about vaccinating teachers and school workers. Tonight, thousands of appointments already added in New York City alone for vaccinations, what you need to know. And with at least 10 states easing restrictions and Texas Governor Greg Abbott lifting that state's mask mandate next week and opening businesses to 100% capacity, the president tonight and his new warning on this. And Dr. Jha here answering your questions with all of this unfolding late today. The other news this Tuesday night, the horrific scene on an American highway. At least 13 people killed in a devastating collision in California. A semi-truck into a packed SUV and what authorities have just revealed about this deadly crash. The investigation after the deadly riots at the Capitol and tonight FBI Director Christopher Wray grilled about whether the FBI did enough. What he said today about key intelligence and how soon it was shared. Pierre Thomas standing by. The investigation involving New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo. Tonight, a third accuser now coming forward with allegations. Tonight, during a wedding reception, what she claims happened. An independent investigation already underway after two other accusers came forward with their own allegations of misconduct. Newly released video tonight, the frightening close call for a sheriff's deputy, a gunman opening fire, missing her from point-blank range. The deadly military crash here in the U.S., what we've learned tonight. News tonight on six Dr. Seuss books and why they will no longer be published. The new video message just coming in tonight from Dolly Parton, getting a dose of her own medicine. News on her vaccination tonight.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on this Tuesday night. And we begin tonight with the very encouraging words from President Biden late today, the president revealing a new timeline for vaccinations in this country. After first saying there would be enough vaccine for every adult in the U.S. by the end of July, the president is now saying there will be enough by the end of May, 2 months earlier. And tonight, part of what's speeding up this timeline, President Biden announcing an historic partnership between two drug companies. Merck joining forces to help Johnson & Johnson produce that one-shot vaccine faster and earlier than expected. The first Johnson & Johnson shots were given out just today. Of course, this is the third vaccine in the U.S., and this is a one-shot vaccine that can be stored with normal refrigeration. These images tonight from Wexner Medical Center at Ohio State University in Columbus. One woman got a call at 10 this morning offering her a 2 o'clock appointment. She called it, quote, a miracle. But this does appear to be moving tonight. 51,708,000 people have now had at least one dose. That's about 20% of all adults. But amid the good news, the warning to remain vigilant, masking and social distancing because of the variants. Three recent studies tonight finding that COVID patients who had recovered have been reinfected with the Brazilian variant. And that variant has been seen in more than a half dozen states now. And a number of states now easing restrictions despite the CDC director and Dr. Fauci urging caution. Texas, for one, tonight announcing the statewide mask mandate ends next week, allowing businesses to open at 100% capacity. President Biden also making news tonight on vaccinating teachers and reopening schools. And so we have it all covered for you here. We begin with ABC's Eva Pilgrim leading us off tonight right here in New York.
Tonight, President Biden with this encouraging headline that the U.S. is on track to have enough vaccine for every adult by the end of May.
This country will have enough vaccine supply, I'll say it again, for every adult in America by the end of May. By the end of May. That's progress.
Johnson & Johnson had said they would supply the country with 100 million doses by the end of June. But today, the president invoking the Defense Production Act in an historic partnership between the company and pharmaceutical rival Merck to ramp up production, enabling J&J to now have its 100 million doses ready by the end of May. The president also announcing that under the federal pharmacy program, pre-K through 12 teachers, staff, and child care workers will be prioritized for vaccinations.
Our goal is to do everything we can to help every educator receive a shot this month, the month of March.
Today, those much-anticipated Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccines finally making their way into the arms of Americans.
The name and the one shot, and I just felt like this is what I had to do.
The vaccine, also 85% effective at preventing severe illness and 100% effective at preventing hospitalizations and deaths. Nearly 4 million doses now headed to vaccination sites across the U.S. The CDC also expected to give the green light this week for fully vaccinated people to have small gatherings in their homes with others who've also been vaccinated. The CDC is still asking vaccinated people to wear masks and social distance in public. After weeks of COVID cases on the decline, the daily case average has increased 3.4% from a week ago. Despite the uptick, at least 11 states have either recently loosened restrictions or plan to in the coming week. And in Texas,
it is now time to open Texas 100%.
The governor ending its statewide mask mandate and allowing all businesses to fully reopen starting next week.
For a year, businesses across Texas have been under strict orders to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Now, with the governor's announcement, some owners tell me they face a real dilemma.
Do we continue to stay open, put our community at risk, or do we lose our life savings and, you know, the hundreds of thousands of dollars that we put into this restaurant?
This, as three still unpublished studies found the Brazilian variant not only more contagious, but in Brazil, it appears it may be able to reinfect people who'd previously had COVID. The variant has so far been found in at least 7 states. Health experts doubling down that now is not the time to ease restrictions.
If we do not completely suppress this, we will continue to be challenged by variants, which have a way of coming back to bite us, as they say.
So let's get right to Eva Pilgrim back with us again tonight. And Eva, Dr. Anthony Fauci not alone there in his warning. The CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, on the variants as well, also saying that now is not the time to relax critical safeguards. She said, when we've come this far, when we're this close to significant vaccinations in this country, and President Biden echoing that just tonight.
Yeah, President Biden repeating that same sentiment of his top health officials when he was making the announcement about the historic partnership between Johnson & Johnson and Merck, telling the American public, now is not the time to let up. Now is not the time to let our guard down. David.
All right, Eva Pilgrim leading us off here tonight. Eva, thank you. There is a lot to unpack here tonight on the virus. The new CDC guidance soon coming if you've been vaccinated. And of course, this news tonight from President Biden. So let's bring in Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of the Brown University School of Public Health. And Dr. Jha, great to have you. First, this news just before we came on tonight, President Biden now saying that we're now on track to have vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May. That's 2 months earlier than he was initially promising. I want to give you some credit here because you told me last week on the air here that given Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, that you look at the math and you said that this could very well move up the timeline to May. And tonight we're hearing this now from President Biden. You think this is still very doable?
Very doable, David. And again, thank you for having me on. I think this is really good news. And it's nice to hear the president confirm it. He obviously has better intelligence than the rest of us. I think most Americans who want a vaccine will be able to get one in the month of May.
The other news tonight, Dr. Jha, we've seen several states now ease restrictions, but the news from the governor of Texas tonight really making headlines, soon lifting the mask mandate statewide, opening all businesses statewide. I know there's a lot of fatigue in this country. I feel it too. But does this make sense to you to open it up and to lift mask mandates completely?
You know, David, it doesn't. I get the fatigue. I feel like we're sort of rounding third base here, heading towards home, and we're losing our way a little bit, losing steam. We're so close. You know, we're so close to being able to vaccinate all our high-risk people. This is not the time to relax, not with all those variants out there circulating. Once we get high-risk people vaccinated, I think we can do this more safely. I wouldn't do it right now.
You think the move is too soon?
I do. I think it's risky, and I think it puts people's lives at risk.
And while we have you, Doctor, the CDC is expected to release new guidance as soon as Thursday. Of course, we'll wait for official word, but early readouts on this is that they might say for vaccinated Americans, if your loved ones are now fully vaccinated too, that you might be able to begin having small gatherings in your home. I'm curious, does that sound right to you? And also, if you're vaccinated, do you still mask up? Do you still social distance in public?
Yeah, so I agree with both of those. When you're with other people who are vaccinated, then I think it's safe to have small gatherings. Vaccinated people can start getting together. In public, because there are a lot of people who still have not been vaccinated yet, masking, social distancing makes sense until a much broader portion of the population is vaccinated.
All right, Dr. Zha, our thanks to you for joining us here again tonight. We'll see you soon. But we're going to move on in the meantime to the other news this Tuesday night. That horrific and deadly crash in California, not far from the Mexico border. An SUV filled with 25 people, including children, colliding with a tractor trailer at a remote intersection. Tonight, the staggering loss. At least 13 dead, and ABC's Kaylee Hartung from Imperial County, California tonight.
Tonight, the massive death toll after this horrific accident. That maroon Ford Expedition, the driver's side completely wrapped around a semi, hauling two gravel trailers. Officials say a 28-year-old man drove the SUV directly into the path of the big rig. Its driver, a 69-year-old man, just after 6 a.m. local time in Southern California.
We need as many ambulances as you can hand right now.
Officials say the driver and 24 passengers, including children, were crammed inside the SUV, many without safety restraints.
It seems unfathomable that that many people could fit inside a vehicle.
First responders finding 12 people dead at the scene, several passengers ejected, one person dying after being rushed to the hospital, helicopters airlifting several patients. The driver of the big rig also hospitalized, but able to speak with investigators. The intersection in Imperial County, California, just north of Interstate 8, a mostly agricultural area about 10 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border.
And David, the big question tonight is why were there so many people inside that SUV? Officials are investigating that, but they say their top priority is identifying the victims. Many of them didn't have ID on them. David.
It's a horrific scene tonight. Kaylee Hartung, thank you. We're going to turn next here to the investigation after the deadly riots at the Capitol. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying on Capitol Hill today, saying the FBI views the attack on the Capitol as an act of domestic terrorism. The FBI director was grilled about whether the FBI did enough and about key intelligence and how soon it was shared, and his blunt words tonight about who was responsible. Here's our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, now.
Tonight, in his first appearance before Congress since the January 6th insurrection, FBI Director Christopher Wray was specific and blunt about who was responsible.
Quite a number who what we would call sort of militia violent extremists, the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers. We've already identified individuals who advocate for what you would call sort of white supremacy.
A fact confirmed by the only Capitol police officer who's publicly described in detail the horror of that day in a television exclusive with ABC News.
There was a large number of people in that crowd that were racist.
Officer Dunn said that mob fought viciously.
I'm exhausted. My shirt's drenched in sweat, pepper spray. I got blood and cuts on my knuckles.
And one of the conspiracies claiming it was really left-wing radicals posing as Trump supporters who attacked the Capitol.
Do you have any evidence that the Capitol attack was organized by, quote, fake Trump protesters?
We have not seen evidence of that.
The FBI director was pressed on why a key piece of intelligence warning that right-wing radicals were coming to Washington to attack the Capitol did not result in more robust security.
Why didn't the FBI sound the alarm?
Wray says the information obtained the day before the insurrection was put in the hands of D.C. officials.
That information was quickly disseminated and communicated with our partners, including the U.S. Capitol Police, including Metro PD, in not one, not two, but three different ways.
David, the FBI director says domestic terror cases have doubled since he took office, many involving radicals from the far right and white supremacists. David, 2,000 domestic terror cases under investigation right now.
Stunning number, Pierre. Thank you. And we should note that interview you just showed there with Pierre and that officer Moore in a groundbreaking ABC News magazine. It debuts tonight, Soul of a Nation, a new six-part series putting Black life in America front and center, the authentic realities of Black life in this country amid this moment of racial reckoning. We hope you'll watch tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here. In the meantime, the news continues here tonight in the investigation into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Tonight, a third accuser now coming forward. Her allegations and the photograph from a wedding reception and what she claims happened. ABC's Stephanie Ramos from Albany.
Tonight, New York's Attorney General now investigating claims by a third woman accusing Governor Andrew Cuomo of inappropriate, unwanted advances. Anna Rook, who didn't work with the governor, tells the New York Times she met him at a wedding reception in 2019. According to the paper, Rook says Cuomo put his hand on her bare lower back. When she removed his hand with her own, the governor remarked that she seemed aggressive and placed his hands on her cheeks. He asked if he could kiss her. Rook provided the Times with this photo she says was taken that night. Today, top New York Democrats pressed on whether the governor should resign.
These women have to be listened to. I've always believed that sexual harassment is not acceptable, must not be tolerated. The bottom line is, just let me say on this issue, I have a great deal of faith in the Attorney General's investigation.
New York's other senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, didn't want to talk about it. She was the first senator to call for Al Franken to resign when he was accused of sexual misconduct. Now she's called for an investigation, but she has not called for Cuomo to step down.
Do you think he should resign in light of the third allegation?
But one New York congresswoman says this third allegation on top of the two women accusing Cuomo of sexual harassment was the last straw. Kathleen Rice tweeting, "The time has come. The governor must resign." Cuomo is getting a measure of support from one New York Democrat, the head of the state party, whom he installed. Chairman Jay Jacobs releasing a statement calling it both premature and unfair for anyone to opine on the outcome until the investigation is completed.
Governor Cuomo himself has been out of sight for a week. When we asked his office for a reaction to the third accuser, we were referred back to his response to the second woman to accuse him of impropriety, where he claimed that some of the things he said may have been misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. David.
All right, Stephanie Ramos tonight. Stephanie, thank you. We turn now to the U.S. and Russia. President Biden announcing sanctions on Russia for the poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Let's get right to our chief global affairs correspondent, Martha Raddatz, with us live tonight. Martha?
David, the U.S. charge against Russia is very specific, saying the Russian government used a chemical weapon against its own citizens, referring, of course, to Alexei Navalny, who nearly died after being poisoned by that nerve agent. These U.S. sanctions, the first against Russia by President Biden, do not target Vladimir Putin, but further restrict arms sales to Moscow and restrict cooperation on space. Despite these sanctions, Navalny tonight is beginning a 2.5-year sentence in one of the harshest, most notorious prisons in Russia. David?
Martha Raddatz tonight. Martha, thank you. Back here at home and a passing to note tonight, Vernon Jordan, born in the segregated South, he became a civil rights leader, head of the Urban League, a prominent lawyer and a force in politics, giving counsel to presidents and generations of young black leaders. Vernon Jordan died with his wife and daughter at his side. He was 85. When we come back tonight, there is news coming in, the deadly crash involving multiple military vehicles here in the U.S.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Tonight, newly released video of a terrifying close call for a sheriff's deputy in Warren County, Ohio. Deputies performing a welfare check at the house when the suspect opened fire on Deputy Sarah Vaught. She survives this.
Here he is.
The deputy firing back, hitting the suspect, Lance Runyon, now charged with attempted murder. And news tonight, a military convoy has been involved in a deadly chain reaction crash near Camp Pendleton. Five trucks from Naval Base Ventura County were involved in I-5. One Navy service member was killed, five injured. The investigation now underway. To the Index and six Dr. Seuss books will no longer be published, including And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street and If I Ran the Zoo. Dr. Seuss Enterprises announcing the decision because of concerns the books contain racist and insensitive images. And reggae icon Bunny Wailer has died. Come on and steer it up. A founding member of the Wailers with legends Bob Marley and Peter Tosh stirred up among the many hits. He was 73. Finally tonight, Dolly Parton, always America Strong. Tonight, Dolly Parton, you could say, getting a dose of her own medicine.
Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it.
It was last year we reported Dolly Parton had donated $1 million to COVID vaccine research. Tonight, sharing this new video, getting the Moderna shot, a vaccine that she helped fund.
I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate.
Saying she waited her turn.
I've been waiting since December. I've been in line. Okay, here I go. All right.
Getting her first dose.
Think you got it?
I got it.
Okay. I didn't hurt. Just stung a little bit.
Tonight, Dolly getting the vaccine, encouraging everyone else to get one too. Can we have Dolly on every night? I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Always setting the example. Good night.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make The View, The View.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.